performance, USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till you're home from the hospitals and back from over there.
Hi, gang, this is Kenny Delmar. Pull and open the curtains on another 30 minutes of Command Performance. We lined up a nice parade of top talent and tunes just as ordered in your letters to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And running the festivities tonight, we've got that certain lovely MGM Eiffel. Who? Well, who could be thinner than little Lena? I mean, Lena, oh, my. Well, Lena, you're on your own now.
Oh, don't run away, Ken. I want to lean on you if I get into any tight spots.
I hope the writers put in plenty of tight spots.
Oh, come on, Ken. Don't be difficult.
Well, all right, Lena. And as a down payment for my good behavior, how about a song to start things off?
Well, fair enough. Would Temptation be all right?
Most appropriate.
Quiero mucho, te adoro mucho, mucho. You came, I was alone. I should have known you were temptation. You smiled, luring me on. My heart was gone. You were my temptation. It would be thrilling if you were only willing. If it can never, ever be. Pity me. For you were born to be sick. Who am I to resist? You are temptation and I am yours. Here is my heart. Take it and keep it forever and say that we'll never part. Just a slave, only a slave to you. Te quiero mucho, te adoro mucho, mucho.
Lena, that was magnificent. That was wonderful.
Oh, thank you very much, Ken.
I'll get it. Hello? Yeah? No, there's no Archie here.
Hey, that must be for me.
Well, it's Ed Archie Gardner.
Oh, it's you, Duffy, huh? I'm on Command Performance tonight. It's a show for the Marines and the sailors and the soldiers. Soldiers, that's the male branch of the WAC. I'm happy to see I can get them same kind of laugh that Hope gets, Duffy. Yeah, it's a great show. They got all the celebrities here. Yeah, the big stars appear in the flesh. Well, Diana Lynn, terrific flesh. That you'd like to see. What am I doing here? Well, you see, Duffy, the G.I. Joe's send in letters asking for their favorite stars. Yeah, that's the idea. You know, people like Lena Remai get thousands of requests. And me? I had a request, too. But I came anyway. Well, look, I gotta hang up now, Duffy. Miss Ramaya's giving me a kind of a come-hither look here, and I think I better... better with her with the hither. Call you later.
Archie, come here.
Well, I'm a little eager, too. Well, it'd be, kid, a quick plumber.
Archie, nobody told me you were going to be here.
They didn't, huh? Well, they want to keep me as a surprise.
It's more of a shock.
Thank you. Thank you. Sort of like coming face to face with Van Johnson, huh? But relax, kid. We'll get along all right. Maestro, a little of that Casa Banana stuff.
Archie, you're shaking all over. Are you nervous?
Am I nervous? I'm dancing. Of course, my hips is a little rusty.
No, no, Archie, this is the way it goes. See? The hips and shoulders do all the work.
What a job they're doing.
The feet are kept still. Now, Archie, watch my feet.
Watch your feet? Is she kidding?
Now, see if you can do that.
Huh?
Wait a minute, Archie. What are you wearing? Perfume?
Perfume. It left it over to you, huh? It's a new creation, bachelor's irregardless. It's put out by Prince Machiavelli.
Vile,
yeah, that's right. It comes in tiny bottles. Well, now that we're both warmed up, leave us blend, huh?
No, Archie. No, I'm not in the mood for dancing. Can't we just talk?
Anything you think, kid. If it'll put you more on your ease, leave us converse in your native tongue.
Oh, you speak Spanish?
Of course. You believe me, don't you?
Si, si.
Huh?
Si, si.
Well, do you or don't you?
Where did you learn to speak Spanish, Archie?
Where did I learn to speak Spanish? When I was in Harvard, working on my B.S. I was doing pretty good with my B.S., too, until the D.A. cracked down on all the B.K.s. Them's the bookies, you know. So I took a quick trip south of the border.
Where did you go?
Well, Mexico. Mexico City and Tijuana and tequila. Then I went down to Chile and Brazil and Bolivia.
You must have had a wonderful time.
Yeah, it was a nice life. I sat around all day on the veranda. Yeah, talking about the native pesos. But enough about me, enough about me, Lena. Look, honey, I kind of got... How about a little kiss, huh?
What's gotten into you?
I don't know, but I want to get it out of me. Yeah, Lena, blame it on the night air. Blame it on the perfume of your rotor. Blame it on us. The closeness of your proximity.
Archie, you're talking like a child.
I'm what? I'm talking like a child. What kind of kids do you go around with? Come on, Lena. Just slip into my arms, huh?
Archie, are you trifling with my emotions?
No, but I was leading up to it. Now, look, Lena, don't fight it. It's bigger than the both of us.
Archie, I had no idea that you were such a wolf.
A wolf? Lena, women swoon when I make love to them. You should have seen a girl I was out with last night. Amber McNulty. Nuts about me, and just my type of a girl, too, you know?
Uh-huh. And just what is your type of girl?
Should have a lot of class. You know, like when you take her out to a swank nightclub, she don't embarrass you by leaving too small a tip. Oh, when you're taking her home in a cabin, it's your turn to pay. She don't demand all your attention, thereby preventing you from keeping your eye on a meter. And above all, the dame has got to be a sharp dresser.
Oh, so you notice women's clothes?
Are you kidding? Of course, take Amber last night. She had on an assembly of brown suede. Uh-huh. Very French, you know. Paris model, a shipwrecked Kelly.
Oh,
then she had on a little over-the-eye hat, a cloche, with a pork pie brim, and a pleated V-neck around the flounce. With a corsage of violets nipped in the tuck. Kind of an hourglass waist with a midriff. One of the middest riffs I've ever seen. And to complete the picture, a gorgeous, loosely draped bias over her peplum. All hem-stitched, of course.
Well, Archie, you seem to like Amber so much that I don't understand why you're making love to me.
Well, you know, with me, love don't come free and easy. It's got to be the real thing. And anyway, Amber was last night. Tonight it's you, honey.
Mm-hmm. But why me?
I don't know, you know. You're beautiful, and you've got a gorgeous figure, and you've got a great voice. Yet there's something about you that I don't like.
Mm-hmm. Well, Archie, fun's fun. But right now, the fellas have requested a certain someone to play the piano.
Piano? Well, I didn't bring no music for them. Be glad to knock off an etude for you.
Archie, since when have you been playing the piano?
Since I was old enough to get on a stool by myself. You ought to hear me play me Boogie Woogie.
Oh, you play Boogie Woogie?
You're talking to a hubcap. Yes, sir, I play a wicked boogie woogie.
No.
Yes.
No.
Would you like to hear me?
No.
Hold on to the mic.
I'm going to send you right out of this world.
Okay, I'm ready to go. Let's have it. If you ever play the lost chord, it's going to give itself up. Now, let's hear someone who really knows how to do it. That cute kitten on the keys, Diana Lynn.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Now, Lena and gang, here's the one and only Danny Thomas.
Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Mighty nice to be here. Boy, that's the way to start it off. I wonder why those other comics didn't think of a smart thing like that to say. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Mighty glad to be here. It's a privilege to have been invited at Bayonet Point to entertain. And I'd like to sing a song. I say I'd like to be home in bed. I have to sing a song. Now, anytime I can be of service to the men of the armed forces, it's a big thrill for me, believe me, because I always will take a bow for something I did for those boys over there. And I brought back a message for the men of the Fifth Army to the people in this country who are making spam. But I didn't come out here to praise myself. I came to bury Caesar. If you'll show me where he is, I'll throw him in a hole and go home. I'd like to sing a little Western song for you, if I may. I know I don't look Western. Matter of fact, I was born in the East. But today I'm as Western as a longhorn. I swear if I was one given to making pretty speeches, I'd tell you the West, she is Mother Nature, resplendent in her God-given regalia. With the mountains in her valleys, the rocks, the rills and streams, and prairie and ranch country. You just ain't lived till you've lived in the West. Of course, I know what you're going to say if you're a dyed-in-the-wool Easterner. Typical cosmopolite. Happens to be the correct pronunciation. I reckon I can quote you. You're going to say, what's with that West, hey? What is that already? No action out there. No chemin de fer. Five-card start. Seven-card feet. What is that West? You die a slow death out there. I'm the kind of guy like the better horse. Spin the wheel. Shake the dice. What do you give me, the West? No action. Well, if you come under that category, stranger, got news for you. They're waiting for you in Las Vegas. We know, don't we? Yeah, with outstretched arms, they're waiting for you in Las Vegas. You think you're a betting man? You a city slicker? Get out to Las Vegas. They'll bet you how the wind is going to blow next day and give you a choice of direction. They bet to live and live to bet. Both feet off the train, my first trip to Las Vegas, some tough-looking hombre walked up to me, cased me for a split. He said, hold it, slicker. 2-1, you're dead. Would you believe it? I was afraid of bet. I mean, there was one bet I couldn't afford to lose. And I had my first meal in Las Vegas with seven other men. Kind of family style. I said to the feller sitting next to me, would you please pass the slice of bread? To help me, I caught him dealing from the bottom of the loaf. This was just a polite hint that there'd be a game of five card in the back room. I got to thinking, shucks, five card stud? A baby can play that game. Of course, a baby don't win, you understand, but he can play. Well, this baby didn't win either. Win? When I tell you a royal flush wasn't good enough. Got a rough idea what kind of game this was. What do you think beat my royal flush? Pair of deuces and 5, 6, 7 of hearts. And a six shooter. Fella called it Timbuktu. That was the name of the hand, Timbuktu. On 2 o'clock in the morning, I caught the same hand myself. A pair of deuces and 5, 6, 7 of hearts. And I bet it right up to the hilt, too, brother. I bet it heavy. Fella beat me with a pair of jacks. Same size six-shooter. And he said, I'm sorry, stranger. Timbuktu is good only once a night. Then I got really lucky. I caught 6 queens. You're laughing. I threw them in. I didn't even bet. And it's a dang good thing I didn't. The fella next to me had 6 kings. He come in third. Finally, I said, look, I ain't so good at cards. How about the dice there? Me and my fat, ugly mouth. There was one little runt there made 17 passes in a row, and all the hard way. He finally threw a 9 the hard way. Have you heard of such a thing, a 9 the hard way? 3 trays. You're wrong, lady. It wasn't 3 trays, it was 2 4 and a half. I mean, if it's action you want, get out to Las Vegas. Chuck, that ain't the part of the West I'm talking about. I'm talking about the ranch country. I'll never forget riding over the range. I was riding kind of a polite horse that day. Yes, sir. That horse was so dang polite, every time we came to a fence, he let me go over first. But I reckon I could stand out here for days talking about the West. But I'm afraid some of the kids listening tonight might really and truly love the West. Maybe I've overstepped my bounds here, burlicuing it. So I'd like to vindicate myself. Sing for you. I know I'm out of line singing a ballad, but I'm going to do it anyhow. It's called Song of the West. And I did it not so long ago on a nightclub floor, and folks from out the Republic Pictureway said that they'd like it for Roy Rogers. And I gave him the song for Roy. For free. They should hang by their eyelids so long. I want to sing, first of all, before I sing my own ballad, a little song that was doing right smart before Bing Crosby came along and made a record number. I reckon you didn't hurt her none. I reckon. That's Western talk, ma'am.
Oh, oh, look at that. Where the deer and the antelope play.
Wish Crosby was here. I'd have him whistle for me.
And where seldom is heard of discouraging words.
Because what could an antelope say? Now, you got to believe me. Honestly, this time, honestly, I'm going to sing a legitimate Western song. Beat it out for me, will you, Walter? Got my boy Walter Pop from Chicago back here at the piano. Gentlemen of the orchestra, here goes nothing. How I love to sing about the wonders of the Golden West, 'cause I
love to sing all about my home, about her mountain high and the valley that I love best and the purple sky. I could write a song. I swear, nowhere is there such beauty, and you can bear. That's why the sun chose it as the place to set how I love to sing about the glory of the golden west. 'Cause I love to sing all about my home. I love to sing about my home.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.